You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, my name is Nick Olmos, and this is Tech in 2 from Wired. Support for this podcast and the following message comes from TD Ameritrade. TD Ameritrade's learning experience is curated from their vast library of exclusive content and customizes to fit your investing goals and interests. Get started at tdameritrade.com/education. Here's what you should know today. Social media companies, election officials, and candidates have spent 4 years preparing for yesterday's election. The stunning results of the 2016 election opened up enormous questions about how American politics and society function, or don't, in the digital age, from the electoral role of social media platforms to election security to the possibility of measuring public opinion in an era of mistrust and polarization. What happens when you fly a science plane through wildfire smoke? Aboard a decked-out C-130, researchers measure how smoke transforms from fresh to stale and begin to parse what that means for humans downwind. We need to know who's surveilling protests and why. Without oversight, drones can be used by a range of state and non-state actors to collect information on bystanders. If the operator of a drone knows you attended a BLM protest, will that data be sold to commercial enterprises? How will data about U.S. citizens, be used? How long will this data be retained? Is the data sold or permanently deleted? The FAA might just have answers. And a nameless hiker is found dead in a case the internet can't crack. The man on the trail went by the name Mostly Harmless. He was friendly and said he worked in tech. After he died in his tent, no one could figure out who he was, nor could investigators understand how or why he died. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.
So if you ask anyone in the Wired newsroom, what's on your mind? Here's what some of us are thinking about.
Big tech,
the coronavirus pandemic,
climate change,
disinformation and election security,
what policing should look like in the future.
This is Get Wired. And I'm your host, Lauren Good.
Every story about technology is really a story about people.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Get Wired. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.